Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. We are up today to Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, but we are going to be starting from the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, from the two dots, just for some background and for some context. We said in the Mishnah that there are certain times you are allowed to interrupt when you are saying Kriya Shema between the Prak and maybe even within the paragraphs themselves, and there seem to be four levels. Number one, the most lenient is that you can say hi and respond to anyone. Meshiv shalom lechol adam, shalom lechol adam. You can say hi or respond to anyone in any situation. Number two is that you can do it out of kavod. If there's someone who you respect, some gadol walks in, you're allowed to go and greet them or answer. Number three, and getting more strict as we go, is that you're allowed to do it out of yira. You're afraid someone's going to kill you if you don't respond in a certain way. And number four is that you're not allowed to respond to anyone. So with that background, let's now go into this Gemara. So the Mishnah said that within the, in between the paragraphs, Rav Meir holds that you're allowed to greet someone for their kavod, and you are allowed to be meshiv, you're allowed to respond. So ask the Gemara, meshiv mach masai. So what reason may you be allowed to respond to a greeting? Ile neha kavod, if we're going to say that it's because of the honor of the person that's greeting you, hashta mishal shal adure mibaya. Once we said that you're allowed to greet someone for their kavod and to give that person the proper honor, so of course you're allowed to return it. So there's no chiddush there by saying that you're allowed to return out of kavod. Elashol neha kavod umeshiv shal mechol adam. Rather, it must be that you are allowed to be shoel, ask about them based on their kavod umeshiv shal mechol adam, meaning that it's a step greater. That's why it had to be a chiddush. That's why there's a reason why it had to teach us something. So that's what it must be. But if that's true, that can't be. Because Ema Seifa, because if you look at the later part of the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir's statement, it says, Uva emta sholm nea yero meshiv. It says that if you are in the middle of a paragraph of Shema, so you can inquire about someone out of Yira, that if you're afraid they have the power to kill you, umeshiv. But it doesn't say what you're allowed to be meshiv for. Meshiv mach masma, ilay ma mipneha Yira. If you're going to tell me that you're allowed to do it out of Yirash, to mishal shal, adurim mibaya. Once we again said that you're allowed to be shoel, you're allowed to inquire about them because of Yira, so obviously, you're allowed to be meshiv. You're allowed to respond to them out of yira. So ela neha kavod. It must be that it's talking about neha kavod, and that even in the middle of the paragraph, you're allowed to be meshiv im neha kavod. So based on this, says the Gemara, hainu de Rabbi Yehuda. Then the shita of Rabbi Meir comes out to be the exact same shita of Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know this? It's not because the Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda omer beemtza shol neha yiro meshiv im neha kavod ubaprakim shol neha kavod umeshiv shol mechol adam. So it comes out that if we assume the way we wanted to say in the Gemara, then the Shita of Rabbi Meir and the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda would be exactly the same. But the Mishnah brought them as opposing arguments, so it can't be that they are really the same Shita. So says the Gemara, Chasura Mechzor of Achi Katani. No, really, there's more context that we have to know within this Mishnah. The Mishnah is really trying to say about Prakim Shol Nea Kavod Vein Tzarech Lomar Shehu Meshiv. So the Mishnah is really trying to say is that between paragraphs, you are allowed to inquire about someone based on their honor, and we don't even need to say anything about being Meshiv. Meaning, because of course you're allowed to be meshiv. Ube emtsa, and within the paragraph, sholom neha yira, you're allowed to inquire about someone based on a fear. The ein tarach lomar shu meshiv, and of course you are allowed to return that person's greeting. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. Now Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda says, be emtsa, within the paragraph, sholom neha yira, meshiv neha kavod, you're allowed to inquire based on fear, umeshiv mipnei ha kavod, only for the kavod, that's when you are allowed to do it, not just mipnei ha yira, about prakim. And when you are between paragraphs, Meshiv ubaprakim sholom neha kavod umeshiv sholom lechol adam. And says Rabbi Yehuda that within paragraphs, between paragraphs, you can inquire based on kavod and respond to any single person. That would be the different shitas. Again, you got to just look carefully through the shitas again, but it's just trying to iron out what exactly the machlokas is. So now we have support for Rabbi Meir shita. Tani nami hachi. We have a brisa which says similar. Akorei shema upagabo rabo agadol imenu. If someone is saying shema and they come across someone who is greater than them, a big Talmud Chacham. So the rule is, Baprakim Shom Nea Kavod, between the paragraphs, you can say hi to them because of their Kavod. Vein Tzarech Lomar Shu Meshiv. And of course, you're allowed to return that person's greeting. Va'emtza, if you are in the middle of a paragraph, Shawel Mipnei Hayira, you're allowed to say hi or inquire about someone based on a fear you may have of them. Vein Tzarech Lomar Shu Meshiv. And of course, you're allowed to return that greeting to Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. Shita Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Be'emta shom ne'ar yiro meshiv ne'ar kavod uva'prakim shom ne'ar kavod meshiv shom lechol adam." So again, just a proof that this is the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda would say that in the middle of a paragraph, you can be shom ne'ar yiro, you can inquire based on fear and respond out of kavod, and in between prakim, you can inquire out of kavod, and you can answer to anyone. So once we just said, and once we just finished that section of saying what we are allowed to interrupt Shema for. So now the Gemara goes into other things. So Ba Aminei Eichi Tana Debe Rabbi Chia Me Rabbi Chia. So Eichi is a person. So he, someone who taught Brisa. So he asked Rabbi Chia, Halel Uva Megillah Mahu Shiyafsik. What's the halacha in terms of greeting other people and stopping and interrupting when we are dealing with Halel u'Megillah? So I'm reading on Kav HaChomer. So do we say a Kav HaChomer? Kriya Shema de'oraisa posek Halel de'rabbanan mibaya. So ba'amine, so it's usually a two-sided halachic informational question. So there are two sides. So do we say that since Kriya Shema we know is a de'oraisa and Halel seems to be de'rabbanan, Megillah also seems to be de'rabbanan, so if you're going to be allowed to stop for Shema, then of course you're going to be allowed to stop for Halel and Megillah. That's one side. Odilma, or maybe we could say Persume Nisa Adif. Maybe we could say that since these function as a Persume Nisa, which simply means to spread the miracle of Hashem, that's why we say Halel, that's why we do the Megillah, we try to have as many people as possible to show how amazing Hashem is, maybe it would function in a different way. So Amralei, Posek, Ve'im Bekach Klum. Rabbi Chiya said back to Eichi, you're allowed to interrupt and there's nothing wrong with that. The Gemara now expands on this conversation about interrupting during Halel. Amar Rabba, Yamim Shehayachid Gomer Bahenes Halel. When we have days where the person, an individual, finishes the Halel. So it's not just an individual, even if you're davening within a minion, by yourself, whatever, as long as you have a full Halel. So we know we only have a certain amount of days, 21 days in Chutzlar, it's 18 Eretz Yisrael, that we say the full Halel. Normally, like Rosh Chodesh, we only say a half Halel. So when we say the full Halel, Bein Perak Leperak Posek, in between paragraphs, you are allowed to stop to go and greet someone who, out of Kavod. The emtza haperak eino posek, but in between, in the middle of the paragraph itself, we don't want to go ahead and offer such a greeting. V'yamim she'ina yachid gomer behenes ha'halel, but when we have a half halel, not the full halel, like Rosh Chodesh or the second day of the Pesach, something like that, afilu be'emtza haperak posek. Even if you're in the middle of a paragraph, you are allowed to be posek. You're allowed to stop to greet someone who is either of kavod or out of yira. So ask the Gemara, eini, is this really so? V'ha rav bar shaba ikla l'gabe deravina. But if this is true, Rav Bar Shaba was once with Ravina, and it was on a day where they did not say a complete halal, and he didn't stop for him. Ravina did not interrupt his halal to go say hi to him, so no. Answers the Gemara, Shaini Rav Bar Shaba, the lo chashiv alei de Ravina. No, Ravina didn't really respect him so much, so that's why he didn't stop, but nothing to do with the halacha being so. There's a very important tosis over here, if anyone has time, trying to figure out the difference between these halals and what different qualifications come up when discussing different halals, and it gets into the question of the Sephardic versus Ashkenazic minhag about saying a bracha on a halal where it's not a full halal. So we know as Ashkenazim we do say a halal on Rosh Chodesh and we do say a bracha on that halal, but Sephardim would not say, and a lot of that is based on this Tosos, so definitely what to look at. The Gemara now asks another question. So now a very interesting question. Let's say someone is fasting. So what is the law regarding whether you may taste the food that is being cooked for the breakfast? Let's say you just want to see how it tastes. You want to see if it's going to be good. Are you allowed to taste that food? So answers, ask the Gemara. You said that you're not going to eat or drink, and this is not an eating or drinking, this is just a tasting, so maybe it would be okay. Or did you say when you're going to fast that you're not going to have any hana, and this would be considered a hana? So it's a very interesting machlokas. It seems, Amar Lei, says the Gemara is answering. Rabbi Ami says to Rabbi Ashion, he says, he may taste the food and there's nothing wrong with that. So if you look at at Tosos on the bottom, Tosos says, even if you're going to taste it, you still can't swallow it. You have to spit it out, because once you swallow it, then you get the hana, then that is certainly going to be a problem. So big discussion over here, but this simply seems to say that you're allowed to taste it and then spit it out probably, but that would be potentially okay on a festive. Again, we try to avoid all this, but Gemara has this interesting conversation. Now the Gemara tries to bring a proof for this. Tani nam yachi mit emes ena tuuna bracha, that if someone's tasting food, it does not require a bracha. Vashari b'tanis toim ve'im kach kum, and one who is fasting is allowed to taste, and there's nothing wrong with that. Ad kama Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi tame ad shiur reviyasa, that they would taste up to a revius. Now we know lehalacha, we hold that anytime you eat anything, you need to make a bracha rishona. Bracha achrona, you need to have a certain amount in order to make a bracha achrona, but you are always going to be making bracha rishona. Here, this seems to be a very interesting Gemara, certainly what to talk about. Now the Gemara goes into a different discussion about greeting people before davening. Amar Rav, Rav says, Kol anosin chom lechavero kodem sheispala ki ilu asau bama. Anyone who greets his fellow, his friend, in the morning before he says Shemona Esrei, it's as if he is using a bama. He turned that person into a bama. Bama is where they would serve and bring carbonos in different places. Not necessarily a good, not a good thing. So it's as if you turn them into a bama. The pasuk says, stay away from the man who has breath in his nostrils, for that he is deemed worthy. Don't read it bameh with what? Rather, elabama. Ushmuel amar bameh machashava so laze velo le'eloha. So, Shmuel just interprets it a little differently. He says, why are you giving this person a greeting before you would give God? But again, from the same pasuk of bameh, maybe a bama, it's not a good thing to greet others before you greet Hashem. But ask the Gemara, Masiv Rav Sheshes Bar Parakim Shol Mnei Kavuru Meshiv, but we just gave a whole conversation about talking. Let's say someone comes to greet you in the middle of Shema, and you're even allowed to greet certain people out of Kavod. So how are you allowed to greet someone if that's before you said Shmoneh Esrei? Because we all know that Shema is before Shmoneh Esrei, because you need to have Smichas Gula Tefillos. How are you ever allowed to go and greet someone? Our whole conversation that we just spend so much time on seems to be false. So answers the Gemara, no, Tirgimar Rabbi Abba b'mashkim l'pistol. No, when we said that you're not allowed to greet someone, it's not talking about someone who walks by in your shul, you're maybe allowed to say hi to them, whatever it may be. This is talking about you going out of your way to go to his door to go and give a major greeting. Interesting. Now, a similar ruling. Amar Rav Idi Barav and Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Barashion. Asr lo adam lasos chafatzav kodem sheispal. You're not allowed to go do your own personal business before you daven in the morning. Because the pasuk says that righteousness will precede him and he will set his footsteps on the way. The pasuk in Tehillim is telling us we should make sure to take care of God before we take care of ourselves. So anyone who davens first and then travels on their way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Lo Chafatzav, Hashem is going to help him with his business. Hashem is going to perform his business for him. Meaning if someone's traveling for a certain purpose, Hashem is going to help them along their way if they make sure to daven first. Now, another interesting homiletic teaching. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Amar Rabbi Zera. Kol halon shivas yamim b'lo chalom nikra ra. Anyone who sleeps for 7 days without having a dream is called a rasha. Interesting. Shenemar visaveya yolin bal yipaked ra. Because the pasuk teaches us. In Mishlei, the pasuk says, such a person will rest and be sated and not visited with evil. Al tikre savea. Don't read it savea, which means satiated. Ela sheva, but seven, really what it means is going 7 days without a dream is not necessarily a good thing. Amar Rav Acha b'Rei Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Hachi Amar Rabbi Chiya Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Chiya said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-maspia atzma midivrei Torah v'lan. Anyone who satiates themselves with Torah and then goes to sleep. So your last things that you look are at Torah. In vasr noso v'soros rose. They're not going to have bad news. Shenemar v'saveh yalin bal yipaken ra. The same pasuk teaching us that the last thing we do before we go to sleep should be Torah related. This is Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. We'll have another shiur tomorrow. Have a wonderful night.